In December 2016, an Orange County jail inmate was found with a cell phone. Jail staff did not know how it got there, and when they contacted the sheriff's office to investigate, their request was denied. Why? Because under current law, while state prisons consider cell phones as contraband, cell phones in county jails are not considered illegal, though they can be confiscated. Kelly Teague is the legislative affairs director with the Orange County government.
Some counties, the county runs the jail, and in some counties, the sheriff runs the jail. And so in our case, we run the jail, and we found a cell phone on someone, and we have found cell phones on people who are incarcerated before. We can't search them to figure out how they're getting in. We can take them because it's against the policies of the jail, but we cannot search them.
And Captain Dennis Strange with the Orange County Sheriff's Office says it can be difficult for jail staff to do their job.
Ultimately, right now, the way it stands is if an individual introduces a cigarette into the facility, they're given a what's called a discipline record. The individual is issued a disciplinary report. The same thing holds true with a cell phone. It's held in the same standard as introducing one single cigarette, that they basically have no teeth. And this, the cell phone creates a huge safety hazard for the individual, for the personnel inside the facility, inside the controlled facility.
So Teague and Strange are hoping lawmakers can step in and help them restrict access to cell phones within the jail facility. Mount Dora Republican Representative Jennifer Sullivan is sponsoring a measure to make that illegal in county detention facilities. Under her bill, violators caught with a cell phone would face a third-degree felony charge.
I think it's important because, there's a strategic reason that they shouldn't be having contact with the outside world, whether that's to hurt themselves or to hurt those around them, or to contact someone perhaps that hasn't been, convicted yet or caught to proceed in whatever illegal action that they were planning or doing. I mean, I think it poses a huge security risk to have these inmates being able to make contact with anyone in the outside.
While the language actually mirrors what's in current state law for Florida prisons, the bill is drawing concerns among some lawmakers. Instead of a third-degree felony, some feel it should just be a misdemeanor. Others are not too fond of creating another criminal offense because of a cell phone. Coral Springs Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz says the way the bill is now, it's not getting to the root of the problem.
Well, what happens when we take the phone and we find that the person was just calling their kids? They're a felon. Or if we take the phone and we find out that they were trying to commit a crime, they're a felon. Why don't we punish what they were trying to do with the phone? The phone itself shouldn't be the felony. It should be what they were trying to do with it. I think that is what would protect the officers. I think that's what the officers want to know. They want to know what these phones, how they're getting in there. They want to know what they're doing with these phones.
Miami Democratic Representative David Richardson says he feels strongly most cell phones are brought in by corrupt jail staff, whom he says should be a target as well in the bill. He cites cases in which jailers help inmates set up innocent parties to take the fall.
Quite often, one gang will plant a cell phone in another gang's locker, and then they will rat them out, and then the officers will go find that cell phone, and then, of course, that person is now in trouble. So there's a lot of planting that's going on. And I want to highlight, when I say these phones are walking in the front door, I want to say that the vast majority of the staff and the officers at Florida Department of Corrections and in our correctional system and our jail system are doing the right thing. What I'm talking about is a few bad apples.
As for Sullivan, she says she's willing to work with other lawmakers to amend her bill.
I think we can. I know that we can make this better. But I will say I do think there needs to be a deterrent. I do think that there needs to be some type of deterrent so that people don't have these cell phones because it does pose a huge threat. And at the end of the day, right now, our sheriffs, they don't have the tools to be able to search the phones, get to the bottom of what's going on. We need to equip them to be able to do that to get to the bottom of this, and that's what that bill, that's what this bill seeks to do.
And her bill passed with bipartisan support with three Democrats opposed. It has two more committee stops before it heads to the floor. Meanwhile, its Senate companion bill has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.